Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 684. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. Almost fucked up and said the bunker. I didn't. Nobody would have ever known had I not said anything. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, the three-legged kitty cat, is right by my side. To my left side. By the soundboard. It's kind of scary. You can hear meow in there. He could decide to just walk all over the soundboard and start fucking some shit up. I hope not. Maybe I should push that away a little bit. Push it away a little bit, and maybe he won't get any ideas. I mean, he probably still will. It's what he does. It's what he does. I'm recording this on Friday night, which I don't normally do, but, you know, I am leaving for Germany tomorrow. I'm leaving Washington here in town at 12:45 p.m. And then going to the airport, going with my buddy John from work. And his first time overseas. I was hoping he'd come by tonight and stay the night, but he went home. And I could have maybe gotten him on the podcast, give him a little shit, although he'd probably be more of giving me shit. But he's a little nervous. He's a little nervous of traveling overseas for the first time. I can somewhat remember it. I mean, it was 11 years ago. I did that. Traveled overseas for the first time. I was pretty nervous. But I went by myself, and I didn't have a tour, if you will, to lead the way. A guide to lead me in the journey. He's lucky. He's got somebody right there that's been through it, you know? This will be the seventh time, if I'm not mistaken, of me going to Europe. And great audio there of me drinking a Powerade. Anyway, I also had my first fucking Red Bull in a couple of weeks, and I needed the energy. Haven't slept much the last few days. I needed some energy to be able to do this. And I still have to pack yet. So I did check in for the flight. I have not packed yet. It is 7 o'clock at night on Friday. So I have a couple hours before I plan on, after I get done packing, I think I'm just going to take some Benadryl and just zonk out. Cause this is the last night I get to sleep at home. For the flight, and it's much easier for me to sleep at home than, say, on a flight. So I'm going to make sure that I get some sleep tonight. So hopefully the Red Bull, the caffeine, I got one, not the smallest Red Bull, that I was just stuck with what they had at the gas station. They didn't have the really small ones. So I got, I don't know how many ounces it is. But it wasn't a monster, at least. I mean, I'm not flying. I'm speaking a little fast at the moment. Like, I can tell my caffeine, how well caffeine's kicking in by how quickly I'm speaking. I'm speaking a little fast, but not. I'm not like the Micro Machines guy from back in the day with we did the speed talking, and he was actually voiced one of the characters on Transformers, at least the movie. I feel like he was in the TV show as well too, but the original cartoon movie of Transformers. I forget this gentleman's name, but he was known for talking fast. Anyway, I digress, as often what I do. So yeah, I am on the verge of going to Deutschland. Yes, yet again. First time I'll, of course, have a backup. I did. I kind of waffled back and forth about getting the tickets to get a table at Oktoberfest. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I did this after the last podcast, because I believe I was still like, you know what, not going to do it. Sure enough, I found on Radius Tours that they had a decent price for tickets for a 10-hour day tour there at Oktoberfest, for spot in the Hofbräu Fetzelt, the Hofbräu tent there, which is, from what I understand, the busiest tent of all of the big tents there at Oktoberfest. And so John and I have got, maybe I did. I really don't remember whether or not I got the tickets before the last podcast or not. I may or may not have. Either way, I guess I'm reiterating it that I did. We got tickets for that. And that comes with 2 liters of beer each. And it was like $200 a pop for the tickets. I mean, it was not cheap. But, you know, day tours themselves can be pricey. That was really the cheapest deal I could find as far as... Damn it. Foxinator. He's being awfully alive. This is normally the time I clean his litter box. And, I usually between like 7 and 8. But I usually clean his litter box, brush him, and then give him a treat. He already knows shit's fucking... He already knows something's up. Something's weird. I've been fucking with my routine, doing shit off. So he is like, what the fuck is going on? Anyway. So yeah, we get 2 liters of beer each. Because, I got 2 tickets. And half a roasted chicken. Which, if it's the roasted chicken like I've seen, it looks pretty damn good. Not like something you would get at a Walmart or some other grocery store. This looks like real deal, Holyfield, like serious stuff. So we're doing that on Tuesday. That would be John's birthday. So we're going there to Oktoberfest. Now he's used to Bud Light. That is his drink of choice. Which I give him shit for, you're basically drinking piss in my view. I say that lovingly, knowing I have a friend that brews beer at Anheuser-Busch. He's hooked me up with some Amberbach. I mean, if I'm going Anheuser-Busch products, like that's what I'm going to go with, an Amberbach. I've had Bud Light plenty of times, but definitely not my beer of choice. You know, if it's on draft, I'm going Guinness. But I do love me some good Bavarian beer. So I'm excited for all of that. So we got that. So we got that tour all booked. There is an English speaking tour guide that will be, and we've got like a table spot reserved at the table there at the Hofbräu Fetzelt, and we'll be with, of course, other English speakers. So I feel like that's going to be a relief there for John, because he does not know a word really of German. I guess he does know at least one word. I did teach him that the cell phone, which I did just learn. I don't remember if I mentioned this last podcast or not, but the German word for cell phone is apparently handy. So I think I did mention that last podcast. Like, as soon as I record these things, I immediately forget everything I said. I have to, like, when I do the little notes to kind of give an idea what the fuck I'm talking about in an episode, I have to go back and listen to this shit. Even if I, like, upload it pretty much right after I'm talking. It's crazy how quickly I forget this. Especially, I think, because I'm conversing with myself. I feel like I would have an easier time remembering. Although I know this isn't... Still hard for me to remember this stuff, but if I converse with other people, I feel like there's more easier ways for me. It's easier for me to remember that if I'm actually having a conversation with somebody other than myself. I'm still like doing confirmations on my flight here. I had a. Yeah, looks like we're okay. I'm just getting another thing saying shit's confirmed. I don't have to reply to that email. We're good there. good deal. I was just making sure. Because I did check in on the flights. Unfortunately, the Air Canada flights, I can't select... I cannot select seats. That's a bit of a drag. Definitely a bit of a drag on the on that flight. So a little disheartening there. So not guaranteed a window seat for that flight, which is fantastic, especially if it's your first time overseas like that. I mean, it's just great to get that first view of the city from above is fucking priceless. But apparently Air Canada, you don't get assigned seats until you're at the gate. So hopefully we get to the gate early. We don't have much of a layover in Toronto, because first we're flying into Toronto, and then from there flying straight on to Munich. So it's just that one layover there. And I'm assuming that it's at that airport that I get signed the gates, not in St. Louis Airport. So I don't know if it's a sort of Southwestern Airlines sort of thing where you just kind of line up at the gate, and then just like it's a, they let people in for like, what is the term I'm looking for? Like, yeah, corrals. They set up corrals, almost like a race. And then just by corral, let you in, and then basically you just fucking run to the seat you want. I don't like that. I would prefer to just select my fucking seat and go to my seat. That's just annoying. But, you know, it's going to be, I imagine it's going to be a great flight anyway. I know, you know, you get, I'm ecstatic to, you know, see what movies they have. Like, you know, they generally have, when you go on an overseas flight like that, of course, you can watch movies. They have usually a good selection of movies, and there tend to be like newer movies that just, you know, were in the theater. I'm thinking maybe Naked Gun is going to be in there. This is one I definitely didn't go out to the theater to see, and that if it's on there, I'm watching it. It was made by, you know, at least one of the Lonely Island guys. I don't know if all of them were involved. Akiva Schaffer, I think, was the one that directed it, if I'm not mistaken. I might be. I'm not going to IMDb it. And I'm definitely feeling the caffeine as I am. Not having much in the way of breath pauses at the moment. yeah, they, of course, I mean, they have TV shows too, so there'll be plenty of entertainment. It is the flight to Toronto from St. Louis, I want to say, is an hour and 55 minutes, so essentially 2 hours there, and an hour and 20-minute layover there in Toronto. And then from there, Toronto on to Munich, it's, I want to say, right at an 8 hour. 8 hours. I will have to look at that, but I'm pretty certain that is 8 hour flight, like right at eight. So it should take us in the ballpark of like 11 to 12 hours without me figuring out. really doing a whole lot of math there. The way back is going to be longer. We do have two layovers, one in Vienna, Austria, and then again, we stop in Toronto. So, yeah, it looks like I'm looking at the information aboard or here for the flights. anyway, I'm going to Terminal 1. I'll have to remember that tomorrow. Parking at the airport. So, yeah, the flight. Yeah, 7 hours and 55 minutes. So, again, with the 55-minute shit. why wouldn't they just say, like, 2 hours or 8 hours here? So, that's basically 10 hours of actual flight time. And then you add in the extra hour and 20 minutes for the layover. And then, you know, we're going to be at St. Louis Airport pretty quick. We're gonna get there early. I want to get there before by two. I'm shooting to get there at two, which our flight doesn't leave until I just had it 4:05 p.m. So I'm hoping to get there like 2 hours early. to give us time to get our boarding passes, to check my bag. I did pay to check a bag, which was an extra $75. That sucks. I don't know if it's just an Air Canada thing or just, you know, everybody's raising prices these days. Every other time, I'm pretty sure every other time I've flown overseas to Europe, I got to check a bag for free. So that's a bit of a pisser, but, you know, it is what it is. I was on the fence on whether or not I would really wanted to check a bag, but I'm planning on getting souvenirs for several people, and I want to make sure I have room for that. So I'm checking a bag, which is kind of nice, though, because then I don't have to have my big case, like lug that thing around. I'm just going to go walk around the airport with my backpack, so with a few small things in it. Makes it somewhat easier, like traversing the airport. But, I mean, that thing's not the one I usually use for most of my luggage. I mean, it's your standard size carry-on luggage. And, I mean, it's got wheels on it. And it's really not that big of a deal to walk around the airport with that. But it is slightly easier with a backpack. But with the one layover, the way there, not a problem. The way back, I mean, that's going to be, we're going to be spending some time in the airport on the way back, which I find that's just generally how it's been every time I've gone to Europe. It's been so many years since any of those other trips. So, like, exactly recalling it, I'd have to pull out. Don't want to get anybody pregnant. Yeah, I'd have to pull out. I've got all my boarding passes and itinerary and shit from all the other ones, I think, like, printed out. I know I have at least, like, boarding passes and stuff. I save that shit, like, thinking at some point I'll probably do some kind of, like, shadow box or something with all that stuff. But I never, like, planned on anything exactly. So, basically, that shit's just been sitting in a drawer for years. but I figured it'd be cool. This is probably going to be my last trip to Europe. You know, I would love to go back to Ireland one more time before I leave this planet. But, you know, it's hard to imagine at this point in time being able to ever afford to do that again. But, you know, I never really could afford it before. I shouldn't have done it financially. It was not a great idea, and yet I've done it. This will be the seventh time, so don't rule it out. the way back is going to be definitely more challenging. The way back always sucks anyway because you're just fucking tired from a long trip, and you can start getting that jet lag already when you're flying back. And you're just like, you know what, I just want to be in my bed, and yet I've got, you know, 12, 13 hours to go or whatever. Or that's a thing. Like, we're departing Munich at 8 a.m. on October 4th, Saturday, October 4th. So that's another thing. I'm going to need to make sure we're at the airport at least 2 hours beforehand. So I'd like to get there at 6 a.m. And then we're flying from there to Vienna, Austria. Only a layover, an hour and 25 minutes. So, you know, though, my experience when it's like an hour and 25 minute layover, like, that goes by like nothing. Because generally, to get to the next flight, you're going to have to go usually to the other side of the airport. And I should already have my boarding passes. So that's one I shouldn't have to go back through security, like, sitting in there, because it's not like I'm entering Vienna. As I'm just moving on to the next destination. Sometimes, though, at certain places, they'll send your ass back through security. That takes time. An hour and 25 minutes is like, ooh, that's when, and if it's a real busy day, there's a lot of flights going through, international flights at the same time. It can be sketchy. That's when the hour 25 is like, I don't know if that's enough time. Like, that's not, I mean, we might be able to get a little something to eat within an hour and 25 minutes if there's, you know, a decent place to get a snack or whatever right before the plane. But, you know, they typically serve like two meals on these flights. Oh, fuck. Okay, I'm looking at the flight. Oh, John's not going to like this, the flight back. It's going to be rough. He goes to the bathroom a lot, so it's going to be interesting to see how he is on the plane. This might be the longest flight I've ever been on. I want to say the first time I flew to St. Petersburg, it was a 9-hour flight, I want to say. Here, the flight back, so we go to Vienna first, which seems, I mean, it's already kind of out of the way. We're flying the wrong direction going to Austria. But, it's just how schedules line up. You want to get back that day, you're going to have to go here because there's a flight going there, you know. Shit can get a little screwy. But from Vienna to Toronto, which, wait a minute. Yeah, from Vienna to Toronto, there is, that flight is 9 hours and 20 minutes, whereas it's like 7 hours and 55 minutes from Toronto to Munich. So we're adding a little bit of time there. That sucks. We do get a 4-hour and 45-minute layover as well there in Toronto on the way back. So, I mean, imagine we're going to definitely eat. I mean, that gives us a time to, like, walk around. You know, maybe we get a glimpse of Toronto just on the outside of the airport. Not enough time to really leave the airport and do anything in Toronto, of course. I imagine we'll both be extremely tired at that point and just be walking around the airport. And then that last flight's going to be at 2 hours and 3 minutes to get to St. Louis. And we'll be back in St. Louis that Saturday at 7:38 p.m. So, man, shit, that is not as bad as when I came back again from St. Petersburg that first time. I want to say, with all the layovers and flight time, it was something like 36 hours to get back home. I had 4 layovers that trip, and it was just the cheapest option. Back then, I was like, I'd flown before, but it had been over a decade before that. And to me, it was just like, oh, who cares how many layovers are like. I had an overnight layover in D.C. It was like 11 or 12 hours. That was stupid. I'll adjust the times or pay, you know, $100, $200 extra to avoid that. Yeah, so that is, that trip out there or back is when we're going back in time, which Munich is 7 hours ahead of Washington, Missouri. So what I currently am now, it is a bit of a time jump. It's not like going to Australia where it's like 15 hours or whatever the fuck. That would be a real challenge to get over that time change. But I'm looking at the flight from Munich to Austria, which I figured it had to be a short one. That's only an hour and 5 minutes at least. But you're already looking at 2 hours and 45 minutes with the flight and the layover there in Austria. And then you add in, that's 11 hours, 12 hours with adding in just the flight time from Vienna to Canada. Then you add in 16 hours and 45 minutes with a layover at that point, and then add in another 2 hours and 3 minutes. So you're looking at over 18 hours on the way back. 11 there. Woo. Yeah, that's going to be long. That's going to be rough. We're going to be tuckered. Tuckered out. So on the way back, should be able to sleep real easy. The next podcast is going to be a rough one because I plan on trying to record one the day after returning home, the morning after. And I'm going to need like a mainline some caffeine. I need to get an IV and just like, bam, pop it in my arm and woo, you know, to be able to do. Yeah, it's going to be tough. But other than that, planning on Zugspitze. Haven't gotten tickets for that one yet. It shouldn't be as pricey as Oktoberfest. I imagine I'm going to wait till we get there to finalize that, when we're going to do that. I'm thinking Friday. Like, the itinerary I've kind of got mapped out at this point is Sunday we get there. We won't be able to check into the room as soon as we get there. Check-in is at 2 p.m. We should get to the hotel around 11-ish, 11 a.m.-ish, 11:30-ish. I'm not sure. I want to say it's like a 40, 45-minute cab ride from the airport to the hotel. I want to say it was something like that whenever I went last time. This hotel's not that far off from the hotel I stayed at last time, which I stayed at King's Hotel last time. This time we're going to Hotel Daniel. I love the location of this one. I am so ecstatic that I got a room where I did. Probably be nicer if there was separate beds, but we have a large double bed. Who knows what's going to happen? We're going to be drinking liters of beer. It could get awkward. maybe we won't remember it. Anyway, the hotel room, Hotel Daniel, is like right in the Marienplatz. There's a big fountain. I'm not sure what it's called, but it's, if you're familiar with the old 90s show Married with Children, there was the fountain at the beginning that's in Chicago. And it's kind of reminiscent of that. It's a very large fountain, which there's fountains all over Munich and even Austria when I went there. I don't remember seeing that a lot in Ireland, so, you know, I don't know that it's all of Europe, but apparently Austria and Germany, and I guess in general, but, you know, again, I've only really been to Bavaria, which is the largest state in Germany. Maybe it's a certain region that's into water fountains, but there was quite a few big, large fountains, and there's a big gate. There's a big gate there in the Marienplatz, and the point is there's massive landmarks right next. I mean, we are within feet away from the water fountain with the big gate, and I remember walking that strip there in the Marienplatz. I forgot what Strasse that is, because street is Strasse. I remember walking that strip. You know, I walked that strip like every fucking day I was there. Which, I don't remember how many days exactly I was there. I don't remember, seven or what. My longest time over in Europe was, I want to say, 9 days. That was, I believe I did that with Ireland. Skellig Michael tour. I think that was the one I stayed the most days, because I wanted to make sure I had plenty of days to get to Skellig Michael, because you're not always guaranteed to be able to go out there. The ocean's rough that day. You won't be able to land on the island. So I wanted to have a few extra days to make up for that. But there might have been a few times I was there like 9 days. Again, it's been years. But yeah, Sunday when we get there, figure we'll drop our luggage off at the hotel. Maybe get some tips from the concierge on I have talked about seeing places online where there's basically almost a swap meet, not a swap meet, thrift stores where you can buy used lederhosen, because I want to get some decent lederhosen, you know, but I don't want to spend a fucking fortune on it. I'm not going to buy deer skin, because that shit gets, you're talking several grand. Let's not get ridiculous. I'm all for, you know, going to like Oktoberfest celebrations here and also wearing the lederhosen. This is probably going to be the only time I go to Oktoberfest in Deutschland, you know, but so it's kind of unnecessary for me to spend a fuck ton of money just going the one time, the one day. And I imagine we're probably just going to stick to Oktoberfest that one day. But I think, well, technically, I was thinking, again, Sunday. One kind of the bummer things about visiting Germany is that, Sunday's like nothing is open. Like, most everything's closed. Okay, Oktoberfest is going on. We can go to Oktoberfest. There are, you know, some restaurants and whatnot, but you can't go. There's no fucking stores open on Sundays. It's not even like the hours are, you know, here in Washington, Missouri, which I guess depends on what, you know, what state you're in the U.S. and what have you, depending on what their hours might be on Sundays. But generally they have their opened businesses around here are open on Sundays, just not as long. Germany, it's like, no, fuck you, we're taking the day off. I respect that. But if you're, you know, going to for tourism, it makes it a little difficult, like, especially if you want to get some Lederhosen, you know, to go to Oktoberfest, which Sunday would make the perfect day, the day we arrive, to be able to do that. But, you know, I didn't have enough vacation time to take an extra day off, which would have been great had I been able to take off today. And then just leave today instead of tomorrow. And then getting there Saturday, all those stores would have been open and whatnot. Anyway, because I can't go to those stores and stuff, I thought about possibly taking... There are some tours. We can do a beer tour, I believe, on Sundays. That was a possibility, but I'm thinking we're going to do... That same tour I did where shit got crazy, I talked about in the last podcast, my last visit. Same food beer tour, which is really just appetizers. It's really just a beer tour. But we're probably just going to do that on Monday and hit up the thrift store, try to get some Lederhosen, maybe get tattoos. If we get tattoos, it's not going to be anything too crazy. There's plenty of tattoo shops. That's also a thing. I thought, well, maybe we do that on Sunday, but I've looked all the tattoo shops in Munich that I can find online. Fucking none of them are open on Sunday. A lot of them aren't open on Monday, which I'm like, son of a bitch. You know, because I plan on taking pretty much a day tour almost every day. And the day tours, you know, generally are like 10 hours or whatever. You're getting your money's worth. You know, it is a long trip, a lot of sightseeing. And doing a day tour makes it really difficult to, you know, say, go get a tattoo or what have you. But I figure Monday, you know, possibly we could, or we're definitely go get Lederhosen that day. And possibly tattoos. We'll see. I feel like wait till we get there to get kind of a real concrete plan. I was thinking... You know, I should get like a watercolor tattoo of a fox. I don't want anything like realistic looking and not of actual Fox Mulder here. I just love foxes. And since having Agent Mulder here and I mean, my love for foxes has grown, even though he's not really a fox. He's a he's a Turkish fan. Turkish fan cat. But I think it'd be cool. I've liked a lot of the watercolor tattoos I've seen. And I don't know. I just think getting a fox to symbolize him. And if it does have legs, I was thinking more of probably just a face. But I want to find an artist, which this could make things difficult. What I want if I go that route, I feel like if we get tattoos, it's going to have to be something fairly simple that they don't have to like work on much. And of course, doesn't take a whole lot of time. So, I mean, we're going to be kind of strapped for time for that sort of situation. And, you know, I don't know how booked. This is, again, Oktoberfest. 6 million people go to Munich for that. There's a good chance they're going to be booked up for tattoos. So, if we get tattoos, it's probably going to be something real basic. Yeah, but that being said, that'd be the route I would go with that. And I totally keep skipping over Sunday. But what I figured just Sunday was going to be is just walk around Munich and figure out where, you know, everything is that we, you know, plan on doing. You know, maybe we can take, there are a few, I guess, walking tours and such. You can go on Sundays. Not a whole lot. Really, there's not a whole lot of options to do on Sundays. But we'll get acquainted with the city, you know, find some decent place to eat, you know. That's not a cost of fortune. But that's just going to get accustomed. Although, you know, I feel like though it's been 6 years, or no, 7 years since I've been to Munich, I feel like I have a pretty good memory about it. Like from the hotel to Oktoberfest, which is the Theresienwiesen, I guess is how the locals, or what the locals call it. There's signs all the way to Oktoberfest from, I think, everywhere in the city. You just follow the fucking signs to Oktoberfest. The way back will be probably a little bit trickier to see if I remember that correctly. I was going to say also Sunday, that was a big thing we can do. If for food, we're probably just going to walk over to Oktoberfest, honestly. It seems like the most appropriate thing to do, and it'll give us an idea, though we're not going to go in the beer tents, I would imagine, and really like tie one on, but I figured just walk over that way. And because I think they have like booths that you can basically go up to and get food. Like you don't have to go in a tent to get food. Like there's certain like places outside to get a little bit of some grub. Just to walk in there and just I figure that'll really fuck with John's brain too. For that to be like first day there, we get an idea. I feel like he might freak out seeing like we're going to be there in 2 days and be like, holy fuck. Almost like maybe we shouldn't go walk over there on Sunday because he won't know what he's in for. But we go over there, it might freak him out, that just that insane amount of people and just seeing what's going on there. And though, you know, I feel like he's going to probably enjoy it. But we'll see. I mean, he is literally a guy that just drinks Bud Light. When we go to the Ernesto's here in town, the Mexican restaurant, he always just gets fries with queso and like steak or chicken on it. And that's, I mean, he doesn't venture out. So this is going to be, like total different world to him. This will be... we just like step foot on Mars sort of situation. And he's also just not used to big cities in general. So it will be an adjustment. I think he might just really like, whoa, what the I'm curious to see just how he's going to react just being at the airport. It'll be interesting. There's a lot to look forward to here. It's been a little rough for me. Yeah, sleeping the last few nights. I don't know if it's the nerves getting to me a little bit. It's been like 6 years since I've been on a plane and out of the country. And I feel like that's not really the issue. If the nerves are getting to me at all, you know, I do feel bad about leaving Agent Fox Mulder here, but I've got that taken care of. My friend Megan and her daughter Maeve, possibly her son Brewer, are going to throughout the week stop by and just like spend some time with Fox, make sure his water's good. And so there should be somebody every day like checking on him, scooping the litter box. Got the auto feeder there for him. You know, I get the messages to let me know whether or not it has fed him. So I can like shoot a message to Megan and be like, hey, you mind going resetting the router? It doesn't appear, or just, you know, fill his bowl with food. And just make sure that light is on. As soon as I say this, like it hasn't done in a long time. The feeder hasn't fucked up in a long time. It does run off the Wi-Fi, which kind of sucks because if the power goes out or something, or if the fucking well, I guess the it doesn't really so much matter if the internet goes out because I think it just. I mean, the Wi-Fi is still intact, even if the internet's not. I just won't get the alert. So really, just long as the power doesn't go out, although sometimes the thing just, you know, bad connection to the Wi-Fi router, which I think I might be due for a new router. It's been quite a few years since I purchased a new one. I don't think I've gotten a new modem or router since before I moved in here. So it's been at least 4 years. Probably more, since I've gotten new ones. Which, you know, these things go out in time. Hopefully it's not while I'm in Germany. I will be very sad if Fox does not get fed. But again, I do have people coming here every day to check on them, which I feel like is definitely a better option than having somebody board him, like him being in a kennel of some sort, or just being over at somebody else's house. Dude would probably lose his shit. So having him here, though, you know, he's used to sleeping on me every night. He loves, you know, his routine. He's got to get his routine down. And so it's going to kind of suck for him. Hopefully he doesn't freak out too bad. But Megan and Maeve did come over earlier, gave him the lowdown, where the food, treats, everything is, litter. Gave him the tour. They haven't been over here since I redid the downstairs and showed them how the projector works. So if they want to, you know, watch some movies in the projector, what have you, can pull that up. That's definitely, that was a relief getting that done. Unfortunately though, my old roommate is actually in the hospital, Tony. She had, been getting sick to where she would vomit, and then she'd be back to normal again. I guess this happened a few times, but then this last time she, I forgot what Curtis had told me, how it led to her going to the hospital, but it came to be that her pancreas, she was having problems with her pancreas, and that they needed to take out, and it had fucked up her gallbladder. They need to take out the gallbladder, which is a very routine thing. They do that surgery like every fucking day at the hospital. They take out somebody's gallbladder. Tony's had three surgeries now. Something went wrong after they took out the gallbladder. Because apparently, from what I understand, normally when they remove somebody's gallbladder, they're back home that day. Tony was not. She had some internal bleeding and kept like passing out after the surgery and just couldn't stand. I think she like fell at one point. And they were we think it's just all the medications they had on, because they had on like morphine and I think fentanyl. I mean, like they're drugging her. You know, they weren't too concerned at the hospital. You know, they do this every day. This is like, we don't pretty much never have any issues. This time they did. Come to find out, she was having internal bleeding after the gallbladder was removed. And apparently she was, you know, touch and go there for a while. And they had to do, I believe, another surgery to get the bleeding under control. And it sounds like she's good to go now, though. I feel bad too, like this is happening right when I'm like leaving the country, as it's also her son Marcellus's birthday today, which I did stop by and got him a Black Sabbath Paranoid on vinyl, because he's been getting into playing guitar, and I feel so jealous so much, because like he's way better than I was as far as like performing and whatnot. You know, I can play guitar, but like I can't play guitar and sing at the same time. I also don't write any music. Like, you know, he's already been able to record himself doing, you know, multiple instruments, and he's getting good. I don't think he can do solo. Like, I can do some solos. I don't know that he can do that sort of situation, but man, he's getting good. He's got he's starting to get already a guitar collection going on. Mad respect there. I believe he also has a bass, and he's got an electric drum set. So I was like, hey, let's get him the album that really birthed heavy metal. Now, of course, Black Sabbath, I mean, you could say that easily with Black Sabbath's first album, because Paranoid was the second, but I feel like Paranoid is what really put them on the map. That was their biggest album. I mean, shit. War Pigs, fucking Iron Man. Just here, both of those intros are so iconic. Now, grab the, not to shit on any other Sabbath album, but definitely that first album too. I mean, there's some iconic stuff, but I mean, the intro to the song Black Sabbath on the album Black Sabbath by the band Black Sabbath, pretty iconic. But Paranoid is the song Paranoid. I mean, I feel like that's, you know, if you're going to have a collection of, you know, vinyl, you got to have that album in there somewhere. I have Paranoid and the first Black Sabbath album, I believe, on vinyl. I'd like to get a few other ones in there. The probably Masters of Reality and maybe Volume 4. Anyway, yeah, he's... I figured that would be a good one. Like he was aware of Black Sabbath. He, I guess, knows like the main riff to Iron Man. Which I was hoping, you know, had this been like under, if I wasn't going to Germany and of course, you know, if his mother wasn't in the hospital, I would have like stayed over like pretty much all night and like, you know, maybe I'd take over my SG. So I, you know, really show him how Iron Man's played. So I know pretty much the whole song. They're really the outros. Like, really, I don't know that part so much. There's the outro part. That's anyway. I mean, if you're gonna do electric guitar, I mean, you gotta know some Tony Iommi, even if it's just, you know, like the main riff to Iron Man. But there is the proper way to play it, you know. Hitting those first two power chords after the whole bending the low E string behind the nut and hitting the octave on the D string, that which it, if you know how to do it, I mean, it's not difficult. It's just, oh man, it's just the sound of it. And of course they multi-track the guitars for it so that it sounds like there is two guitars actually playing that. Which adds to the dissonance. Anyway, yeah. It's good to have that. I mean, shit, you know, and after Ozzy passing, I mean, that's like the holy grail as far as, to me, I mean, that's, if you're doing electric guitar, that is definitely, you got to know some Sabbath in there. And he's, so far, Marcellus hasn't really hit into electric guitar that much. He's got a couple of electric guitars now. He's starting to get into it. He plays more of the acoustic guitar. But I feel like he's probably really going to get into that electric, you know, especially he's been borrowing his mother's pedal board. She has a pedal board she's letting him use, and he did just get a looping pedal. And so, I mean, that's when you really want to start opening up electric guitar. It's really, you start adding into the effects and then just, you know, the distortion of it all. When you really hear like proper guitar tone, when you learn like just where to hit that volume knob, like that's the big key, is just like putting like, learning that sweet spot on your volume knob on your guitar to where you're just on the edge of breakup with the distortion. Because it's often best not to have that volume knob all the way up, because then it distorts to where you lose all really clarity of the notes, which I'm a big fan of a lot of distortion. But you can get distortion without losing hearing, you know, different frequencies like mid-range and what have you. Whereas when I first started playing electric guitar, and I did this for fucking years, well over a decade, I think, is that I would just turn that volume knob all the way up on the guitar, and I would always just put it in the bridge pickup, which these days, I'm usually still just in the bridge pickup. Sometimes I'll have like a clean setup to where, because of course you can just take roll off distortion on a guitar by just dropping the volume enough on your volume switch, which is so much easier than, so if you want, you know, you've got a pickup, three-way pickup selector, you can have your, you know, neck pickup set to where it's like a clean sound by just like rolling the volume off. And then you got your distortion in the bridge, so you can just flip back and forth to distortion without really taking any gain off your amp or shutting off an effects pedal. You can just hit that switch, three-way selector, and then just, you know, be in a totally different tone. But yeah, I did not do that playing guitar. It was just crank, just put it all to 11, all Spinal Tap. That's something I don't think is going to be on the plane. Spinal Tap 2, I would love for that to be on the plane. I think it's probably, this is only out, what, like a couple of weeks? That's definitely one that I would like to see on the plane. I feel like there's a strong chance Naked Gun's going to be out there. That's been, what, a few months already at least? So that one's, I'm going to bet probably money on that is going to be on the plane. Spinal Tap 2, man, it would be fantastic. Fantastic. I doubt it. But maybe. I mean, these days, movies are being released a lot faster to streaming. I don't even know if it's been a month yet that Spinal Tap 2 has been out. Which I believe there's an actual title to it other than just Spinal Tap 2, but I don't recall what it was. But yeah, hopefully, I can get over there sometime and show them how to play some Sabbath Rite. As I'm digressing all over the place, as the caffeine's starting to wear off and I do still need to pack. I'm not too concerned about packing though. I've done that enough. I'll probably watch a bundle packing video again to get a refresher, and I'll probably want to triple check all the shit that I have, that I've got the right correct shit that I need, which actually I might want to go get a travel size thing of toothpaste. I don't know that I want to take my full thing of toothpaste. I got one that's partially empty, so maybe I'll just throw that in there. But I did get a toothbrush already. I do have, you know, when I go to the dentist, they always give me like travel size things of toothpaste, and I usually hold on to them because, you know, hey, if I go somewhere, you're just like, I got my toothpaste. Unfortunately, though, all the ones that I had in the drawer in the bathroom were all expired, which it hasn't even been a year yet. It's been close to 6 months since I've been to the dentist. I don't know, maybe I didn't save the last one I got, or they just had some really old shit. I don't know what happens if you use expired toothpaste. Not real sure. I also like hold on to those too, because like in case I ever forget to buy some toothpaste, if I like completely run out, like fuck, I need to brush my teeth. I'm like, oh, here we go. We got the sample shit from the dentist office. But yeah, as it is, I just threw it out because it was from expired in 2024. All the shit I had, like it's been a year since this shit was good. I was like, eh, fuck it, we'll throw it away. But you know, maybe I'll have to buy something at the airport or something. I don't know if I don't know if I should bring that like tube. It's a bigger tube of toothpaste. Not a big deal though. I'll figure this out later after I stop recording this. But I did order some like new shirts. I'd gotten a few before leaving. I bought a new pair of pants last week. And I tried to get two more shirts real quick off Amazon, but it was like Tuesday or something I ordered them, thinking like, ooh, I should hopefully have enough time to get them here. One, unfortunately, it's being delivered tomorrow. And I'm thinking it's probably not going to get here before I leave, which sucks. It's a El Jefe shirt with from Ash versus the Evil Dead. It says El Jefe on it, which is the boss, if I'm not mistaken, in Espanol. And it's got the chainsaw and axe, boomstick on there, on the front of it. It says El Jefe. So I was kind of wanting that. And I got this shirt. Apparently this one's coming from China. This fucker's not going to be here until I'm like gone. But there is another shirt where it's the design of the carpet from the Overlook Hotel there in The Shining. And it's just the whole shirt is just that design. I thought that would be kind of cool to just walk around in that. I won't get it before Germany. Also, still not get my cell phone. That's a pisser. won't have my new cell phone. Looks like it won't come until after Germany, which I'd rather that not be the case. Apparently, I got a sign for it. So they're just going to hold on. Hopefully, it doesn't arrive while I'm in Germany. That'll be a real pisser. I guess I'll just have to call them if I get some kind of message, you know. I'm sure Megan will let me know if, like, hey, this is on your door, whatever the note about that. Yeah, they haven't shipped the phone yet, so I'm not getting that. It's estimated Friday, October 24th, so way after I'm back home. So that's a bit of a pisser. I figure that Overlook Hotel, though, would be a good conversation starter. I was really kind of hoping to get that one before Germany. I knew it looked like it was probably a China seller that was selling it. But, you know, I thought maybe they had some of this, like, you know, in a warehouse here nearby, somewhere in the States. It's saying I'm not going to get that until like October 4th or something of that nature or something like that. Between October 2nd and October 14th. So that's a big window. It is shipped. Only thing it says is like something in the Chinese language and CN, which I'm assuming to stand for China, that has left the carrier facility. So, I mean, it's coming from overseas. It is, although it seems kind of cool to have that as a shirt, but I'm thinking on me, this might look completely horrible. But if somebody's a fan of The Shining, I'm sure they'll see that and be like, holy shit, that is a sweet shirt. It'll be a good conversation starter, possibly at like a bar or something of that nature. That El Jefe shirt looks pretty sweet, though. It's pretty sweet. It's got the, no Necronomicon on it, but there is some kind of like writing that you would see on like the Necronomicon and other things. I'm stoked for it. I'm hoping that it shows up before we leave tomorrow. But again, we're leaving at like 12:45. I don't want to leave any later than 12:45. Because of course we got to go to this parking lot there and then get on a shuttle, which I believe is the trip from the parking lot to the airport. It's only like 6 minutes or so, but I don't know how long it's going to take to get the shuttle over there. So, but I mean, I'm shooting to get there at like 2 o'clock. I feel like that should give me plenty of time to get there to the airport from via the shuttle, get through security, get our boarding passes and what have you. Think I'm probably going to lock my phone tomorrow before I forget. Although I don't know if I'm going to bother. I mean, are they really going to search my phone? Although I don't know. These days, I mean, it's getting pretty fucking ridiculous here in the States. It is pretty fucked up and ridiculous. So, I mean, they might search my phone. Be like, you got any negative Trump shit on here? And, you know, maybe they'll leave me in Germany. But Megan did tell me that if I get stuck there, that to just, you know, message her and she'll find a way to get Fox to me. I'm like, fuck, you know, if I'm just not allowed to, you know, come back here, and it could, I'm not going to have a place to live starting out. And then I'm also going to have to get a job. I do have mortgage insurance, but I don't think that covers me getting deported from my country of birth. Pretty sure, I mean, I know that it covers me. I know that it covers me, you know, if I get injured, say at work. Well, I think even outside of work, if I become disabled at some point and can't work, that's a big part of the mortgage insurance. So and that is a big concern. You know, I work a very difficult job, dangerous job, that it's very possible that I could get injured at work. I try my damnedest to make sure that doesn't happen. But in reality, I mean, it's possible that something, I mean, there's overuse injuries too. I mean, just doing that job day in, day out, it really, really fucks your body. Anyway, don't think that insurance covers, again, getting deported. I'd have to contact Mutual of Omaha there. Talk to him about this and be like, hey, I got some issues here. I'm not being allowed back into the U.S. What can I do? Oh, that would suck so bad. You know, I've got the downstairs set up so nicely. And then, you know, then you got to wonder, like, is Germany going to allow me to live there? And like, what the fuck am I going to do for work in Germany? What am I going to be? I have no idea. I will have nothing there. I will have no, man. Yeah, that just sounds like a fucking nightmare. I thankfully do have some money left over from not a good percentage of the money, but I do have some money left over still yet from my home equity loan. So, I mean, I have a little bit of money to get me in the door and started with something, hopefully. Finally, hopefully just some small little place. But then Megan would send Fox over. I don't know how hard it would be for me to get asylum in like Germany, or maybe just ship my ass to Ireland. I mean, I would love that, to live in Ireland. But, you know, my mother does depend on me. That's, you know, another issue. And all my friends and family, other like family are here, mainly my friends. Let's most of my family I'm not real close with. Let's be real. I could just do that over the phone. it would suck not seeing my brother. But, and again, my mother does depend on me. I don't know how, you know, I'm not going to be able to drive her to the store and whatnot if I am no longer allowed in this country. But I really doubt that I'm going to, I don't think there's going to be any red flags of me going through. I don't know if I'm going to put a lock on my phone just because I find it annoying to have to punch in a number every time when I open my phone, because I'm constantly on my phone. I'm constantly on my handy. I'm touching my handy nonstop. Got my handy. It's not my new handy. My new handy is apparently not going to get here for a while. which reminds me. I was just thinking about, it's almost October. I need to remember before I leave to change the filter on the furnace. That would, the HVAC system. I need to do that tomorrow before I leave. So that's another thing that kind of made me remind myself of. But yeah, I guess that's really all I've got. I got to hurry up and post this and whatnot so I can just get it out there, because I do need to pack and get ready for all the funness that is going to happen tomorrow. I also, John and I are going to go get haircuts tomorrow. Double date. Yeah, I do plan on getting up pretty early, as and I do want to get a decent amount of sleep. So, as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.